Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing. We are live. Today is Monday, February 17th, 2014. We are on BBS Radio Station 1 tonight. We have a wonderful hour of Q&A coming up for you this evening on Creation Lightship topics, all things light being and light healing, and Ron is with us tonight. So if everybody wants to go over to his homepage, creationlightship.com, you can click on the image of the light being, the large light being. You can find that over on the right side of the screen on the creationlightship.com homepage, and click on that, and Ron will energize that for everybody with some peace energy for yourself and your space. So, Ron, I'll turn it over to you, and we'll go ahead and get that light being up for everybody. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. Let's first eliminate or help you out with situations, maybe from the last few days here that you may have encountered or that encountered you. So think of an issue that you're dealing with. So here we go. One, releasing that from you. Two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And let's energize the light beam here. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go, everybody. So let's we have a start today for our program. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, well, we have a great hour coming up for everybody, and we'd like to welcome all of the new listeners and all of our regular listeners, and hopefully you were able to catch Ron at the expo that he was just at in Los Angeles, the Conscious Life Expo. So if you are joining us from seeing him there, that's great, and we'd like to welcome all of you. We do have quite a few questions to get through this evening, and if you would like to send us a question, you can do so at clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll be taking your questions live on the air tonight. We're not going to have any callers, but we will be reading the emails, so hopefully everybody can just send over their questions that way. And we'll also be talking about timelines, timeline crashing. We'll go into a little bit more about how that can help you out, yourself and your life, help empower you. And also, this Monday show is what we like to call the healing highway. So it's kind of dealing with your breakdowns and your breakthroughs, as well as your stumbling blocks maybe on your road to clearing negativity out of your life and taking away the things that are keeping you from having the life that you want. So I'll just go ahead and get started with questions, if that's okay with you, Ron.
Yep. Let's see how many we can cover tonight.
Okay, great. And there's quite a few lovely testimonials, too, from people who are at the Conscious Life Expo. So we can share those as well. They're really great, and I think they help a lot of the new listeners sort of understand the types of healings that Ron does and what they can do for you. So the first one comes from somebody who says, "Hi, Ron. I have started doing alien poison, waste product, and carcass removal clearings. My question, are the actual energetic bodies like jellyfish only removed from our bodies on the 8-hour calls with you? Thank you very much for all that you do for us."
Okay, yeah, you can. We do get those out during the 8-hour calls, definitely. We do much, much more than that. I won't say we're getting rid of all of them, but we are getting rid of ones that we can locate, and hopefully they won't get put back in again. But aside from that, you can go on the Alien Attack page, and that page, I think it's $10 a week, $30 for the month, and one of the options there is the parasitic life forms. List a lot of different life forms there. I also release those from you, on that particular site. But on the 8-hour call, we handle do a lot of things. We did a lot of pins yesterday. Pins, even pins in people's feet. Remember when you're a baby, and if you watch a mother, holding her baby, normally all of a sudden the baby's, real happy, then it starts jerking around, moving its feet and arms, trying to get away. screaming and putting on a temper tantrum in a sense. And yes, that is probably the aliens attacking the baby and hurting it. So let's do that for you right now. I'll just do a sample. So we're going back to, you know, maybe you were breastfeeding or something like that, you know, very small. And all of a sudden, you know, sort of jerking around because the aliens were after you. They had you in the radar. So here we go. Let's take away these pins from your feet. We'll just see how that makes you feel. And I want you all to get up and walk around after this here, just to see if your walking is a little different. So here we go. Releasing some pins. So one, this is the poison that they put into you. And you still could have the receptors on the bottom of your feet. You never know what they're how they're doing different things. Just think if you're in a hospital and they have an IV tube hooked up to you, they may just have a little connector where they can just strictly reconnect things, you know, like in the hospitals, to this one main feed line, you know. So here we go, on the bottom of your feet. One, releasing this energy. Two, it's probably poisons by now, or things that you gave you, but it's still in your energetic field. Maybe still completely attached to your body. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll just see that's doing for you. Next question, I guess, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Yeah, and so all of those calls that Ron does are a special 8-hour healing intensives, and the ones for February were February 2nd, February 16th, which was yesterday, and the 23rd, which is coming up. And he does those every month, so if you'd like more information about those, you can check out creationlightship.com, and it's right at the top of the page. And there's also an upcoming events section where you can find out more about all the different things that are coming up. There's weekly clearings, which also are great if you're having a specific problem. And also, if you're looking for the alien attack page, you can find that on creationlightship.com by searching for attack in the search for a healing box. And you're right, Ron, it is $10 for a week or $30 for a month. So the actual name of the clearing is the Alien Attacks, Shapeshifters, etc. Removal for 1 week. And it can remove all manner of alien critters and then also the carcasses and waste products that are associated with those energies. So hopefully that can help out quite a bit. And I also wanted to say, too, that I did get a really nice testimonial from somebody who was at the New Living Expo. And I just wanted to read that because it kind of relates to what you were saying. So this person attended, they said, "Dear Ron, I attended your workshop on Saturday at the Conscious Life Expo and wanted to tell you how you really opened my eyes to possibilities that I had not imagined existed in healing. I felt so many tingles in my arms and hands when you asked for volunteers to be decloned. It was hard to put into words because what I was thinking and feeling when you asked us all to check out our body. I was actually thinking I should be scared at being cloned out every 10 minutes. But all I felt was such a calm and peace in the room and during the workshop that I stayed to hear you. I am going to pursue more healings from your website. I knew I was in the right place and time when the hotel's fire alarm went off while you were talking and absolutely no one got up to leave. I am so glad to know of you and your healings."
Yeah, that was something. Yeah, now that I can remember that, yeah, it's I was doing something, talking, you know, and all of a sudden the alarm went off, much like happened on Timeline Crashing when we're doing stuff in New Yorker Hotel. And all of a sudden their alarm went off, but it's a silent alarm. All of a sudden all these fire trucks showed up, maybe four to six of them, hook and ladder the whole enchilada right on 8th and 34th Street. At about 5 o'clock, stopping everything out there, you know. And so, anyway, it was quite, kind of ironic, you know, that, you know, things do happen. So, anyway, that was quite interesting. I can really remember it going off, watching the little thing above my head kind of flash on and off, you know. Hey, Elizabeth, so let's see what else we got going on.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the times after you do these sample declonings and the sample pin removal like you just did, if you want to let us know if you've experienced any sort of sensations, a great place to do that is on the BBS Radio Fast Chat, and just let us know what is your experience. And also, a lot of the times these things are just sort of energies leaving you, so there's no need to be afraid. It's just kind of more getting you into more of a peaceful state.
I mean, so, you're already in the soup anyway, so, you know.
Right.
You need to find out, you know, hey, well, I'm swimming all the time in this soup, and I'm already in it, and I've been in it for my whole life. At least now I know, well, what kind of soup it is, you know. And you know, all the clearings can help you to release from some of the stuff that we're dealing with all the time. But the Alien Attack page has 8 different sections in it, so it's very, very comprehensive. And, you know, a lot of people at first get kind of overwhelmed because there's so much there, because they never even thought about aliens. You know, they just think about watching one of the presenters talking about the aliens came here and talked to President Eisenhower, you know, and back then, and then a couple of ships. And all they know is about that, and now you find out that, geez, up on our flat-bottom clouds every day. I see them up there, cloaked in the clouds as the cloud forms around their ship. All of a sudden you go, wow, you know, what's going on here? You know, you have to kind of do some of the sci-fi movies that are out there, and some of the sci-fi movies actually show people trying to hide from these ships, you know? You know, they're on some strange planet someplace, and you know, these things are flying over looking for them, and they're behind rocks or whatever, digging into tunnels. But anyway, but they're up there right now, and probably in your town. Just look outside, look at the clouds. Are they flat bottom? Well, guess what? Why are they there? Well, you know, be a whole other show. But I guess next question, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and we won't get into that right now, Ron. Maybe next week's show we can cover that. It sounds like we could spend an hour just on that alone. So I'll go ahead and read another testimonial about the expo, since we're on the topic. So this person wrote in and said that the expo was, the expo this year was so peaceful. I sensed a feeling of harmony among us CLS listeners who attended and followers, and superb teamwork and mutual support of Ron and each other at the booth. On Monday's workshop, Ron brought the earth back into 100% light, as he noticed it had slipped about 4% into darkness. Everyone seemed to feel the shift and did not want to leave the room. The organizers gave Ron an extra 30 minutes of overtime and gave him a new room to do it in.
That was neat. Yeah, what happened, we got into another room also at the end. I think I actually have, from what I believe they told me, I have a 4-hour DVD of it. Oh, it may have been even an hour and a half, I don't know. But whatever it was, they get the DVD and rent some copies. And maybe somebody wants to get one, maybe charge $10 or something. We can send you to Ted's website. I think it's Lost Arts or something like that. But Lost Coast Arts or something. I'm sorry, I don't have the actual information, but his name is Ted. And if you see it there online, you can just go there and probably purchase it from him. He's a very nice person. In fact, I've known him since probably 2005, when we first got out the gate here. And he is recording, you know, hundreds of, if not thousands of different events, driving here and there and everywhere else. Just to get them on, you know, on the DVDs, doing, you know, video recording. So if you can support him, I think that'd be wonderful. So it would be great. So his name is Ted, and it's like Lost Lost Coast or Lost Arts Productions or something like that. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks, Ron. And if we get that before the end of the show, we will post it in the fast chat, or we can talk about it next week if we have the exact address. So thanks, and that sounds great. I wish I had been able to be there. So I'm going to go on and move on to some new questions, and we can do some more sample healings, Ron, if you'd like. So somebody wrote in, and they said that they found this on Yahoo News yesterday, where a Kentucky pastor who starred in a reality show about snake handling in church has died of a snake bite. So this person was a third-generation serpent handler and aspired one day to pass the practice and his church onto his adult son. And this person writes, Ron, this is the real meaning of when you pray, P-R-A-Y, you become prey, P-R-E-Y.
That's good. Yeah, that's very, very, very insightful. Yeah. Boy. Well, serpents got him.
Yikes. I wonder what kind of sample healing we could do to go along with that. Maybe.
Oh, we'll do an alien snake.
Alien snake bite clearing.
Yeah, we can do that. Or we can do a snake bite. Have you ever had a snake bite you? I have not. But if you have, we can clear away the poison. And if you have not, then remember, they're still inside of you wiggling around. Can't see them yet. Maybe you can. So the worst ones that I've seen in people are about the 4-inch diameter ones. They're probably about 30, 40 foot in length. So when those get taken out, it's quite something. In fact, just going just slightly sideways, but on the 8-hour calls, I had one person mention that they lost about 4 inches. I don't know if that's 2 or 3 dress sizes or skirt sizes or something, but all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you know, by doing one of the 8-hour calls, they just shrunk because all the stuff was in their body. And even though these things are pretty big, you know, typically all these energies that we take out are larger than you. It's just one of them. So they somehow make the body get larger or puffier. So here we go. Let's release energetic snakes. And if you haven't been by a physical snake and you have that problem, we'll take away the poison right now. Also work with the energetic ones. So here we go, taking out what we can. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh boy, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Oh, I'm not saying that snakes are bad. Just some are energetic and they come into our bodies, okay? I will say that octopus energies and squids and things like this are bad, but snakes, I don't perceive them in a thing you want to stay away from. I would not eat one, but, aside from that, people do have snakes or garden snakes or king snakes or whatever. But the poisonous ones you want to stay away from naturally, but a regular snake that's here doesn't necessarily mean that it's on the dark side completely, okay? So I want to verify that. But the energetic ones that come into you are. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Ron. And those all are sample healings that Ron does on these radio shows. And if they have helped you, it's always a nice idea to donate via PayPal. You can do that via BBS or through creationlightship.com. And we should also mention, Ron, too, that you can sponsor a show if you would like to have Ron. You could do a half hour or an hour. If you'd like to have Ron sort of focus in on a topic that's specific to you and your life and whatever is going on at that moment for you. So those are all really great ways to support all of the work that Ron does. And the sample healings will all work up to 5 times on one of the archives. So if you're unable to do any of those other things, you can always start listening to the archives and doing all the sample healings that he offers. And they're all free, and hopefully that will improve your situation so that then you can do more healings and do more clearings. It generally tends to work. So, Ron, I'm going to move into... Oh, one more thing. I wondered if you wanted to do a sample of the religious I think it's called religion indoctrination clearing.
Sure, okay, yeah, let's do that.
Maybe people that have been involved with, like, sketchy religions like this.
Okay, yeah, so maybe you got indoctrinated or maybe, was told something at a religious service, and it could also be maybe something that may be not religious. Maybe you belong to an organization that you do some kind of pledge or something, or, you know, chant or whatever that's hooked up to you, too. That we'll do the religious one here. So here we go. One, two, and you release the issue there that have been connected to you. I'll just do this as a blanket one because you may not even know what they hit you with or gave you. What's in some of those songs, you know, that you sing in churches? You know, what's the keywords? What's the aliens doing to you through a keyword? Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. See if that helped you. Maybe you might have a little clearer thought now. We have some new clearings up that are free under free sample clearings. The last one's up there, deal with holographic realities that are created just for you. And then other people live those, like timelines. And then you have we have the clearing that will help you out with the mind control patterns keywords. So that one's on there. Plus, we got the big eye in the sky there, we'll say, the alien remote viewing one. So, like we were talking earlier, if you see an alien in the skies, which you can always see, you just pick any picture of a movie or anything else. In fact, I was watching a movie, and they actually had, I don't know who made the movie, but they had clouds in the background before the movie started, holding their particular movie corporation, we'll say. And they had clouds there, and if you look close enough, you saw a lot of alien critters in the clouds. Remember, they had to make these clouds probably on Photoshop or something. So somebody knew about putting alien critters in those clouds, because it wasn't a picture of clouds. It was something that they created to have, on their logo, we'll say, on their information. Anyway, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. Yeah, it's always interesting to see how these things cord us and how we are corded to them. Ideally, you want to get rid of those cords and get rid of those indoctrinations, so you can do all of those things by taking away whatever it is in your life. And the only way you can kind of do that is by doing the clearing. So that's one of the things, Ron. I think we're going to get into this pretty soon on the show tonight, and just maybe in the last half hour, talk about timelines and how, you know, if you are doing the clearings and you have done them and things still aren't working out, it really is important to keep on maintaining them and to also do timeline crashes. And we'll get to that a little bit later. I did also want to do some more questions here. So the next one is more of a testimonial, and this person writes in that they did the galactic clearings today for some people. I thought it was necessary, doing constantly the mind-to-heart drop and increasing the life force energy. So these are really simple ways you can sort of connect with your spirit, connect with source energy, and make yourself have more energy and peace. Ron, I don't know if you want to do an example of that. Maybe I now increase my life force energy, because if we do the mind-to-heart drop now, I won't be able to think for the rest of the show.
So, let's do the I now increase my life force energy. So just really quickly, if you're new to this here, you want to, to validate it, that it's happening, you can have your body, check the energy and just put your hands, palms facing forward in front of you, like in front of your heart center. And then kind of feel, about where the energy is. Fingers pointing upward, and most people are going to be really, really low in energy. It might be 3 inches. If you're just say normal, whatever that would be, you know, maybe a foot. So somewhere in there, you know, if you're abnormal, then it'd be maybe less than three, you know.
Anyway,
that's just see where you are. Have your body tell you. Don't use your mind, because sometimes you start figuring it out, and then you start moving your hands back and forth like you're flapping your hands like a butterfly, you know. You don't want to do that, because then you're building energy up, okay? You don't want to build any energy by doing it this way. You want to invoke your spirit to bring energy to you. So there's a big difference there. So first, just sample. Let's see where it is. Go, okay, it's right here. And then you say out loud. Let's say these out loud, otherwise you're in darkness doing it. You're using mind energy. Now you're using consciousness with your spirit to increase your energy. That's why you say it out loud. Just say, I now increase my life force energy. It's like a no-brainer. Move your hands further apart and come back in slowly. And typically it may almost double the separation between your hands. It's like compressed in a spring. Get a spring. And then say it again, I now increase my life force energy. And normally doing it 10 times, you're really amped up. So let's just do it here together. Say it out loud, I now increase my life force energy. Sample, hands, and checking. I now increase my life force energy. Go out further, come in, sample. I now increase my life force energy. And I now increase my life force energy. 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 Okay, there you go. It's that simple. You're probably a little more awake right now. Now, if you want to try it and give a testimonial for a little homework, do this 1,000 times. And it may sound like a lot, but you will find your whole life shifting. You're going to be, you know, if you're wondering, we talk about being on the source timeline in the now, okay? And so each time you do this here, you're moving yourself back into the source timeline because you're getting more energy. You're getting out of darkness. So if you do it 1,000 times, you know, it may take you maybe, just say, a half an hour to do. Or just do it for a half an hour. You don't have to move your hands, you know, after about, you know, 10 times, just put your hands down. Just keep repeating the phrase. Each time you're going to feel your body do shifting. You may feel a little more conscious, a little more awake. Each time you go through it, I feel your body jerking. Remember, when you're bringing in more energy with your spirit, you may start to release critters too. Body might do a little jerk or twist or something. You may get a lot of tingles. But if you do it 1,000 times, you will be a different person after that. And you can go, wow, what happened to me? You know, it's like being, you know, struck by, you know, a thunderbolt, you know. So people out there, just try it. You know, like a half an hour of doing this, probably about 1,000 times. Write me a testimonial, and if you can kind of remember as you're going through it, take like a little note, like I felt this happening, that happening. After 1,000 times, you're going to be plugged in. So, and you might even feel your body internally shake. That's probably some of the critters leaving, or and the energy blockages in you getting released as you get more life force energy. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, right, Ron. And I thought it was very interesting about how, you know, you don't want to move your hands around a lot because then you're generating energy. What you really want to do is more ask your spirit to bring the energy forth, the energy that's already in you, and that's what I think the distinction really is that source energy is always with you and always in you. The problem is that all of these other things kind of impact it, and that's what you have to work on clearing. That's kind of the basis of Ron's work. So it's not about bringing anything to you or, you know, bringing good vibrations or anything like that. It's more about just taking away the negativity so that you can then connect more with spirit and source energy. And it really is incredible. I mean, I think when I first started doing that exercise, my hands were maybe like less than an inch apart because my life force energy was so low. But after you do it a few times, it really does increase. And I mean, even if you do it like 100 times a day, I would think that would be an amazing way to see an improvement. And you did that for a week and then check in with how you're feeling, especially if you're having a lot of physical problems. Which we haven't really talked about much, but the healings also can work for that. So, Ron, I guess we should just move around here. So somebody is asking if you can do a clearing for the eyes. Thank you.
Okay, so some people use the word the eyes as the Illuminati. So let's do a clearing for that, then we'll do our physical eyes. So on the website, what I have is some pages, which may or may not be up, but I have one, and these are going up. I have Alien to Light and also Clone to Light. What this does is, if any of the aliens out there would like to come into the light, there's no way they can come into it. So let's just talk about that here. So we'll say that you're have an alien, maybe your neighbor's an alien, right, with this stuff inside of his body, and that alien really wants to come to the light. Well, it doesn't have any light codes in it, so no way could it ever do that. If it approached the light, somehow the light would terminate it. So we're just talking about people trying to go to the light, or even, you know, as the light gets attacked by the aliens out where it's dealing with the aliens, instantly there is terminated because light would see it as judgmental energy of mind, thought energy, and it didn't create it, so it's trying to invade the light, so it would be terminated. So these beings out here walking around, shapeshifters and bodies, etc., have really no way to do this at all, to come into the light. So I put two clearings up to help them if they choose to do that and would like to do that. And so the body of that creature, critter, whatever it would be, alien life form, would have its original body duplicated in light and then brought back to it as light. Also have a spirit of light put into that body. What's the advantage of this here? You know, as you're looking at, you're wondering, why would you want to help somebody that's from darkness? You know, well, the whole thing is bring them into the light. That's what happens. So it's very, very beneficial. And it doesn't matter what their past history was, you know, as far as dealing with maybe people. Some people, they wonder, gee, this guy, you know, ate all these people, you know, and everything else. And we'll use the term cannibal. So we got a cannibal alien, which, you know, probably exists here on this planet. And why are they doing that? And how can light not, you know, terminate it? Which it would, but if it wanted to come into the light, then instantly it would do that. So the light doesn't have any judgment and hold a history of what the person or thing has done. It just, if it wants to come to the light, it has that opportunity. Very, very nice. You start to understand the light more when you realize what it does. Hence its ultimate forgiveness, and it can bring it into the light. And who knows, maybe, you know, you are partly on that dinner table or something, or friends of yours, and all of a sudden it tells all its friends not to bother you. Maybe it's energetically eating away at you, and now it comes into the light, it stops. So look at it as that way. It's more of these critters that we can get into the light here, the better off the planet would be. So I'm going to do a energy, and some people talk about the Illuminati doing rituals, etc. You know, I don't get into that. If there is somebody listening out there, and they could be associated with that group, and if that is true, I won't say it is or it isn't, but it doesn't matter. We'll give the people that are associated with these things, rituals, could be any kind of group or organization that is here, we'll give them now a chance, if they're listening, to come into the light. It's simple as that. So I'm not judging. You know, although you're just using the word I, sometimes people use the word I for Illuminati. That's why I brought it up. So let's do that. This will be either alien or clones into light, whatever they need. I'm not zeroing in on anybody listening here, but if you do have something inside of you, not has the opportunity. It would not have it otherwise. So here we go. Bring the energy in to change its life form. It may even be your best friend inside. Who knows? It shouldn't be inside of you, but you know, it may leave you and you'd be less troubled. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. If your body jerked or something, then you have something in there that shouldn't have been there. So we got rid of it. Do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So we just helped out people, things. as to now a healing for eyes. So let's take away, if we can, anything that would be alien critters that could be attached to your eyes some way. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Much heavier. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. But I liked on the exploit, I started clicking my fingers again, you know, with healings, and were kind of shocked that all of a sudden they felt better with me snapping my fingers, you know. So here I'm doing counting. The exploit did a lot of that in its healings right off the bat. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, wow, yeah, I felt myself yawning on that last sample clearing you did, Ron, and it's really great to be at the expo and see the light infusion chamber and also to see what it is you do. I should also mention that there's two upcoming expos that we have to announce. Ron will be at the New Life Expo in New York on March 21st through the 23rd, 2014, and also at the New Living Expo, which is right outside of San Francisco in San Mateo, April 25th through the 27th. So we will put some more information about that in the fast chat, but if you're in the New York area, it's a great chance to see Ron on the East Coast, and then again in April in San Francisco. So sounds great, and it really is a wonderful experience. Hopefully you can make it. So we were going to talk about timelines, but I have a it's more of an observation, I guess, since we've been talking about aliens, Ron. And this person is writing in that they think Las Vegas has a lot of aliens. The tall whites live north of here near Area 51. So it sounds like all of these things you would probably want to get on the alien attack page for if you are feeling either connected or courted to them.
Yep, that sounds good to me. Yeah, I have heard a lot of stories about that and different things, and they'd have buses going in there, picking up city people on buses, maybe they're unmarked buses, I don't know, but then taking them to that area. So I would assume that, yeah, more than likely they could have, be attached to the aliens that way by doing work there. And but the whole thing is interesting about different areas on bases and stuff and own factories and everything else. What I do like is to getting away from aliens. You know, I have did a lot of healings on true aliens that were not of light. That's very, very nice to do that. And so if you are an alien and you want to come into the light, you know, come to one of these expos and we can help you out a little bit here. There are ones that have crashed here that are stuck here. I can't get them out of here, but I can help them out somewhat. You know, if you are completely alien and have troubles here, I can probably connect you up to your ship, we'll call it, your friends that are out there. If you got lost here, I can do that to help you out. I've done that to a lot of people, or aliens that are stuck here, bodies. And they do have spirits a lot of times. So it's a lot of fun to do that. Very heartwarming, and energy change, because a lot of aliens that are here are, they don't relate at all. So, anyway, and they feel very lonely, and they get upset off the side of the coin there of why they're trapped here. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it seems like if that is your experience, you would definitely want to come to one of the expos if you can. So, Ron, this next question kind of relates to that in regards to being in a physical body. So this person is asking, "Hi, Ron, we live on a prison planet, but our spirit is trapped in a physical body that has limitations, produces waste products, grows old, and decays. The physical body is the prison of the spirit. To be a truly free spirit, one needs a light body and not a physical body. I do not understand how the physical body gets filled 100% with pure light. And then wouldn't we all be floating away like a balloon filled with helium? What if someone does all the clearings and yet will still have a physical death on Earth?
Well, okay. The first thing is that, unfortunately, that's why we have ascension, to look for your bits and pieces like we do on the 8-hour calls. Nobody could be 100% in their body with their spirit that came here initially. So each lifetime, you lose part of yourself. If you've been here for 100,000 years, you were whole and complete when you first came here. And as you had each incarnation, the dark side chips away at you, kind of like a sandcastle on the beach. And then eventually, there's not much of you left. So you could never really become 100% of who you were when you first came here. Our side keeps taking you through our nation process, kills parts of your spirit, but you can become whatever you are at the present moment. You can become 100% with that. But if you were, you know, if you could turn back time, song that Cher made was kind of.
I was just thinking of that, Ron.
time and go back to when you first came here. So. Yeah, I could leave, and you would be able to leave. That's the way it is on a planet of light, but because you're not whole and complete, remember, each time you know, you have a problem, a situation, and when you need your spirit the most, it takes off on you. It doesn't want to go through any more pain. So, you know, like I was saying, you know, a lot of times, you know, you say you're hitting the nail with a hammer, you know, and you're, all of a sudden, you know, the hammer slips, and it goes toward your finger, and you're trying to beat this nail in, you know, with all of your force, then all of a sudden your spirit sees that hammer going to be hitting your thumb or your index finger or whatever. It's out of here. It doesn't want to have that pain. Now, where are you? You're in pain. It hurts a lot. Your spirit's outside of your body. It's not helping you. Cannot stop that hammer, okay? So that's the duality that you're dealing with here. Shows that timeline to hit your finger with that hammer. That's why you want to get off timelines. You want to get off the timelines that are the timelines to hell. We'll say anything happening to you that is not beneficial for you, you're on a really crappy timeline. How did you get on it? Well, your thoughts control your reality. So you probably thought about that, or your DNA brought it up to you. Now you're on that roller coaster ride to hell on that timeline, and probably hundreds if not thousands of timelines, you're on these things. Get off of it. Do some timeline crashing. You know, the timeline crashing gets you off of that situation, and then look at the situation that you're in and say, gee, what emotional body brought me into this here? Which one actually, you know, has all this energy now stored inside of it because I got off the timeline, I got all this negative crap, you know, I feel better, but it's probably still stuck in one of your energetic bodies. Kind of like changing your oil in your car, okay? You got a car, and you change the oil, and you don't change the oil filter. Maybe you have the car, you know, for 20 years, and you did, you know, a bunch of oil changes. Got probably 100,000 miles on it, maybe more, and you still got that old oil filter, and it's, you know, not even working for you because it's contaminated. Then you wonder, gee, you know, what's going on in my life with my car, you know? Well, change. You got to get that contamination out of that energetic body. The timeline crashing is great to get you out of a situation. It's a wonderful, wonderful band-aid. Boy, it cleans that stuff out and gets you so you can start to think more clearly and to get yourself out of situations. But you still got a contaminated body. So you got to change that oil filter. You have to clean out that contamination in that one energetic body. If you can put your finger on it, that brought you in there. Always when you're doing a timeline crash, kind of think of that situation as what energetic body is contaminated because what maybe brought me onto this timeline. Remember, in your auric field, it radiates your stuff, your energy, you know, your DNA. It's also resonating energetic bodies that are contaminated, bringing people into your life to set you off, to put you into timeline. So that's how I see it. So well, the timeline crashes are wonderful. And get on a timeline since they're all created. Remember, the dark side created everything. There's lucky people and unlucky people. So Oh, if you just think about gambling, going to different places, Indian casinos or whatever, they always have slot machines, et cetera, or if people play cards or roulette or whatever there, you know. And you get one guy who won or one lady who won. Well, they must have been on the lucky timeline, okay? Everybody else is losing and they won. Now, what's the odds, you know? We might have 1,000 people, one person wins something. Well, they got on the lucky timeline. Everybody else on the losing timeline. So, you know, that's like being a creditor or debtor, you know? Everybody else is debtors. That one guy's a creditor or lady's a creditor. They won. So, get off timelines that aren't serving you. You're at free choice for this. That's why we have timeline crashing. And, you know, once you realize how important that is, then do some timeline crashes. Do a week of it. Especially if you're sick or something. You know, that can help you get off of the timeline of being sick. And then do the body jumpstart clearings on a bundle. Get a lot of clearings to help you out. Anyway, so back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, and we can't stress enough here, too, on the shows, the importance of the timeline crashing. And I feel like it can help you out in so many different areas of your life, and I'm sure all of our listeners have experienced this. We actually had somebody on the Fast Chat tonight, Ron, that said they were using timeline crashing to get a new job, and it worked. So it can help you out with things like that. Also, you know, it's kind of like, too, where if you go out and you're driving and you keep getting pulled over by the cops, well, you're on that timeline, so you'd want to crash that. All of these things that you think are just kind of randomly happening to you really aren't, and you really need to pay attention to them and figure out which timelines are on so you can get off of them. It's kind of like I know that Rolling Stones song where they say, "Time is on my side." So everybody should go and look at that because it seems like that's kind of a great way of looking at how to use the timeline crashes. And you do want to get on the right timelines and change the timelines that you are on if they're kind of having this negative impact in your life. Also, it works really well for physical illnesses, especially reoccurring illnesses. So that could also be a reoccurring barcode, a reoccurring events barcode, and Ron has clearings for those too. So if you're just joining us and you're new, a great way to explore all of these things is just to spend some time reading and exploring on creationlightship.com, and there's also the Wikipedia link and the questions and answers document that are all really wonderful ways that teach you about Creation Lightship and how you can use it to empower yourself. So I had a question, Ron, that kind of relates to that. And this person writes, they notice with themselves when they have something in their hands, it drops, spills, etc. Is this happening when clones get exchanged?
Yeah, if it happens every 10 minutes, very possibly, yeah. Very interesting. Yeah, you could be drawing upon yourself stupid clones. So, you know, you could always ask the alien races, you know, remember, they may not care what they have. They may like, oh, you mean we can make you a smart clone. The last one was pretty stupid or clumsy. We gave you a clutch clone, you know. And, oh, you want us to give you a better one? Well, we'll change the program and bring you what you're asking for. Remember, most people are unconscious. Like I said, the timelines are out there. Good ones, bad ones, they're all out there, and they stuck you on one. Well, you might try to request something. Well, that might be more beneficial for you. What's the old saying? If you can't beat them, join them, you know?
Yeah.
Might as well, you know, because they may not care how they use your energy. You know? They could probably get just as much energy off you if you had lots of money or if you're poor. Either way, they're going to get energy off you. You just have to look at that. So it's something that may be able to benefit you, and they may have fun doing that. Even though they're controlling you, you might give them some joy, possibly. Oh, wow, we'll make this person rich. That'd be great. Oh, instead, we'll make them poor, give them all these bills and these situations. Well, they may actually, enjoy it either way. You have to kind of look at it, how it works. And the song from the Rolling Stones, it has in there, baby, you know, you're going to come running back to me. So right away, that timeline that he's on is to use force of will, right, to bring somebody back to him. You just read the lyrics, look at it that way. It's like putting a spell on it. Well, that's what a timeline is. You're you're in a dream, and the dream in that timeline is always going to be doing something. So, like I said, you might want to ask for a smarter clone, possibly one that's not so klutzy, one that maybe for alignment of what you're doing, because they can create all of these things. They have all these programs, man. They're like the master programmers. So that's what they're giving you is programs. So why not get something that's going to work for you? The bottom line is to get off them, to get onto the CLS in the now, timeline. That's where you want to be. But, if you do find something, then you can't seem to understand what's happening to you in your life and all this stuff is happening to you, then, try to shift those timelines over and shift the clones over, be a little more beneficial. And then once you can get more control of your life through that process by working with the darkness, which is what we have on the psychic billboard, where you can reprogram their agenda, because their agenda is what you're living here, and then you can make yourself have a better life. And in the process, you can get on to the now timeline much easier. So it's just like stepping stones. And some people just can't seem to get into light all the way. They go, I don't know how to do this, and it's harmful to me, You don't know what's talking inside of your head. Start working with this stuff. And maybe you can say, okay, aliens, tell you what, I need some help here. You give me this here, what I'm going to do is put you into the light. I'm going to do that clearing for all you guys out there that I can't see that are programmers controlling me. And I'm going to, when you guys are ready, I'm going to do this clearing for aliens into light for you. Be helping out a lot of races that you know nothing about, and at that point they may just leave you alone, as they're now. You remember when you're in true light, there's no karma, no laws of cause and effect. Everything's in the now. Not in the light, things are outside of the now, and then you normally have your past reality of consciousness. You bring that forward, and then that creates your new reality. In the future. And that's the way the stuff works. You're always bringing back, things that are fear and anger and trauma. Where you get your button pushed, one of those things kind of go off. And then from there, you're experiencing, that on a new timeline. So you want to get off all that stuff. The other thing, like I said, bring in timelines that are beneficial for you. Because if you can't hold in the now, then geez, by all means, at least use that tool to help yourself out. Well, that's kind of the way I look at it, People have been doing that and having great success of changing their life, because there's no other way to do it other than to do the timeline crashing. That way you're dealing with it instantly, doing it yourself, okay? You're changing your reality, not asking for something outside of yourself, some alien god out there to do it, or some other thing or mantra. You're right in there with the clearing light. Everything for you. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, gosh, that's really true. And these are such powerful tools for you to use to empower yourself. That question does have a part two, and I know we're coming to the end of the show, but I'll just see if you can offer this person any insight. They said also at night from their bedroom window, a big unmoving white light is in the dark sky. It disappears when it gets light in the morning. What was that?
Boy. Boy, I would tend to say, as I'm looking at it, it doesn't feel like an alien ship, number one. I think somehow the aliens that are creating your hologram, somehow they didn't manage to paint it dark. So I think you're actually seeing into another dimensional universe. The dark side creates dimensions. Where there's none of that existing in light. So I think you're actually physically seeing a hole in the fabric of time, and it happens to be bright or light. That's what I would say it is.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ron. And also somebody wrote in about the eye clearing that you did earlier in the program, and they said that my eye feels like a load has been taken off of it. Thank you so much. Can't wait to see you in New York next month.
Oh, great. Great, yeah. I love seeing everybody. It's quite wonderful to... the neatest thing is to hear people talk about their clearings that they've had and how it changed their life and different things that people mention when I go to the expos. And, and they want to get in that light infusion chamber, you know, to see what that's about. Yeah, you know, it's quite nice to hear people's testimonials and how they stumbled upon the creation lightship and stuff of myself. So it's just wonderful. I guess our show's coming to an end here, Elizabeth. So,
yeah, Ron, I just wanted to also tell everybody to join us after BBS via the link on Ron's website. And you can find another program, which is about prosperity, abundance, and money. So join us after the show.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. So go on that radio program and think about doing timeline crashing after that for maybe abundance. Get on that
abundance.
One that you're on now. The poverty debtors timeline, we'll say. And then do some timeline crashes to get on the other ones. Remember, they're all out there, so might as well get one that may work better for you. Still in the soup, so I want to change being, you know, carrot, and now become maybe a potato or something, you know. But so, right. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Ron.
We'll see you later. Bye, everyone.